Joining us right now, and he's on time. Yeah, he was early, actually.
He was early.
And it's not surprising when you see the way the guy is on the floor.
He's going to talk to us once, though, and then that's never going to happen.
Go big time. Your newest Sacramento King, Jack Hooley, joins us. Jack, it's Dave and Katie. Congratulations. How are you doing?
Hi, thanks, guys. I'm doing pretty well this morning, you know. Up early talking to you guys, so it's a good day.
Where are you right now, Jack?
I'm in Glenville, Illinois. I'm actually on my way to work out, actually, now. So.
Attaboy.
And is that where you make home during the off season?
Yeah, during the off season, this is where I grew up. It's a suburb of Chicago, and this is where all my workouts are, all my trainers and gyms and things like that. So I make this my home base.
So just a little bit of history on Jack, Notre Dame kid, came in and has bounced around Idaho a little bit with Utah, Idaho twice. It looks like a couple of places overseas, and now with the Kings. So you've had to work for everything you've gotten. Obvious question here, but you got to be tremendously excited to get this opportunity with the Kings this year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not just – I had a few offers to do a two-way contract, but just to have one with the Kings organization and just the fan base and the coaches, it's unique in its own sense with how great that organization is and how I can feel happy that I can succeed in the setting that I'm currently in, and it's an opportunity that I'm extremely blessed to have.
Well, and Jack, the Kings have some players, especially over the last couple of years, that have been journeymen. Garrett Temple, currently on the roster, a prime example of someone that did it the hard way, you know, went undrafted, played overseas, played in the D League before he really broke into the league. How much does that help, having someone with that type of experience to be able to go to and, I don't know, just have that direction and help?
It's actually... funny story. I actually played in a couple camps with Garrett earlier in my career, but it's great to see. I mean, as you said, he's the personification of what I'm trying to do, and just also he's a heck of a guy too.
Yeah.
I mean, he's extremely smart, one of the smartest basketball players I've ever talked to. So it's great to have that to see the goals being accomplished right in front of me. So it's always good to have that visualization.
Jack Hooley with us on KHDK. Let's talk about your summer league experience. You know, you got on the floor, and you know, you've been compared a lot to hustle guys in the past, guys like Scott Pollard, for example, who it really resonate with the Kings fan base. You know, whether or not you're a 50-point a game scorer or whatever, if you go out there and you bust your ass, it's going to resonate with this fan base, and it seems like that's exactly what you did. A rebound, you were there. Moving your rear end around down in the key, you were there. Setting screens, hard screens all the time, you were there. Had to be a good experience, especially with such a young squad.
Yeah, I mean, the support from the fans during summer league was incredible. I mean, I love going out there, and I'm going to work hard whether I'm appreciated or not. And just to have the fans just pick up on that almost immediately was just fantastic. I mean, the fan support since I've signed has been incredible. There was one guy on Twitter that was giving me a little flack about some certain things, and he proceeded to get absolutely eviscerated by Kings fans on Twitter. Like, I was literally cringing reading some. I was like, oh, gosh. Like, oh, like, he's dead already. Let him go.
He's not breathing. Let him be.
Yeah, just leave him alone. Like, that felt really good because I can't say anything. So to see everybody else help me out was fantastic.
You're going to find that this Kings team, this is really, you know, we're about to get an MLS soccer team, but until then, this is the only pro game in town. And Kings fans are obsessive, and they bicker amongst themselves. They're extremely loyal, and it's one of those things. It's like if you have brothers, you know, we can beat on each other, but if somebody beats on one of our own, I saw that Twitter exchange. It's a madhouse, dude. But it's always good to have the loyalty from the fans. That's good to have in your back pocket.
Oh yeah, I mean that's a great way to put that. That's exactly how it felt. Was just the brotherhood, the support was fantastic.
Well, and, you know, it's crazy because when I was playing, Jack, Twitter wasn't a thing yet because I'm old and washed up.
Right.
But I can't imagine, like, the stuff that I deal with even just in my role, like on the sidelines with the Kings and doing this radio show, you deal with a lot of stuff on Twitter, but athletes, it's at a whole different level. How difficult is it for you? Because you can't, like you said, you can't say anything. How much does that affect you, if at all?
I mean, they have this good the block feature is very necessary. It's very good to have that. But it was just it's a little difficult. But I mean, you can just overcome it. I mean, I was on cloud nine. I just signed with an NBA team. Like this guy, I don't know. He probably just sits at his computer and eats Cheetos all day. So I don't really need to come at him on public media and embarrass myself over some guy like that. So you just gotta take it with a grain of salt.
Now, you said at the beginning of the interview you're on your way to workout. Between now and when you report to training camp, we were trying to figure out this morning with the season moving back, it's got to be sometime, beginning in the middle of September. What are you doing? Are you on your own? Are you in contact with the team? How are you taking this time between now and when camp opens?
I'm really just – I have a pretty good routine. I have workouts that start at about 10:15, and then they go until about 2. I'll do basketball for about 2 hours, and then I'll go and I'll lift for about 2.5 and work out on speed and things like that. And the Kings and I have kind of talked about things to do. They might get more specific with the strength training staff with the Kings is fantastic,
yes.
By the way. I don't know. Some of the NBA teams have strength staff that you don't do the most work, and they kind of pamper players. And these guys put you to the grindstone right away.
So Ramsey's great, yeah.
Good. Yeah. So it's great to have that and to know that I can trust them on anything they tell me. But as for now, I'm kind of on my own just working out. I work out at a training facility called EFT, Executive Fitness Training, and I work out with a trainer for basketball at Evolution Athletics. So it's doing pretty well. They're literally giving me a pretty long leash here, which is good to have trust from a team like that.
Coming into the season, I mean, everyone sets goals. What is it specifically that you're hoping maybe to improve upon, or just specific goals for you headed into this season?
The thing is that when you're in the NBA, the amount of resources that you have at your disposal to get better is mind-boggling. It literally is like no other. I don't know if there's another profession in the world that you can improve your craft as well as when you're in the NBA to become a better basketball player. So I really want to make sure that while I'm there, I take advantage of all those things and become the best player I can to help the Kings organization succeed. And, I mean, the things that the Kings are doing right now with building and the players that we sign, the free agency moves, I mean, there's a lot of big things coming from this organization. I'd like to be a part of that. And I know to do that, I have to keep getting better and keep working on my game. And I know with this fantastic coaching staff that I can do that. And I just need to make sure I work my tail off to take advantage of that.
Jack Cooley with us. Jack, we asked when we knew we were going to have you on, and we know you're a fun dude from talking to you in Summer League. We asked the fans to submit some questions for you. I'm just going to warn you. When we do this, sometimes people get a little bit creative, and none of these are going to be about basketball specifically.
That's perfect. That's fantastic.
All right, so first one here, and Katie, if you pick one up off of your list, jump in. Do you have a favorite movie? Is there a movie that jumps out, sports or otherwise, that you put it on, you're going to watch all day long?
I'll throw on Remember the Titans. Will be on that list. I'll watch that movie all the time when I see it. There's a couple, but that's the one that sticks out.
You got to kind of be a Rudy guy, too, I would imagine. You know, the whole Notre Dame.
Yeah, I am. And I wore 45, yeah. But, I mean, at Notre Dame, that you watch that movie a lot. Like, it's literally like if there's a common room, that thing's on in the background. Like, it's a little hot, man. So it's a great movie. It's a fantastic movie. I love it. But, yeah, that's a lot.
You've seen it a lot, yeah.
You have a dream concert. If you could go right now, see somebody or a couple people perform, what would your dream concert be if you were going to a show tomorrow?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, see? Welcome to the NBA, guy. Here you go. Tough questions.
Man, coming in hot. I don't know. I mean, my first concert ever, actually, I went to the Tim McGraw and Faith Hill concert that was in the stadium the other day because I could get free tickets. I was like, yeah, I'm going to go. So I don't really know. I'm a big Kid Cudi fan, so if he was – I don't know if he's still performing concerts or anything, but if he was, I'd love to go to one of those.
Okay.
That'd be pretty cool.
The old standby is a hot...
Oh, no.
Yeah,
I knew you. I was going to ask it.
Go ahead.
But no, I'm not, because I adamantly believe this is one of the stupidest questions ever, and I wouldn't lower myself to do it. So, Dave, I'll let you take that
on. It's
honor.
The fans, man.
This is a Dave question. Just so you know, Jack, this is a Dave question.
Jack, is a hot dog is a hot dog a sandwich?
No.
No? Okay.
No, hot dog is not a sandwich.
Correct answer.
All right, well.
You need two separate pieces of bread. You can't have one piece of bread.
So a pita would not be a sandwich then? A hot dog, not a sandwich? Okay.
No.
All right.
Only a sandwich.
What do you? What's your TV show watching consist of these days? And do you have an all-time favorite TV show?
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Yeah.
All-time favorite TV show is Spartacus.
Ooh. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that show's fantastic.
Wow.
I can't. Game of Thrones is a little too intense to watch with my missus, so I can't. I've really gotten into that. But I don't know. I like superhero shows a lot, too. So I'm watching some Supergirl right now. I'm catching up on that.
George brings up a great point from the other room in my ear. He says, you know, so Game of Thrones is a little hardcore, but, you know, a kid show like Spartacus, that's fine.
Yeah, I know, right? Spartacus, I was able to watch in college while she was not around. So I can't. I could not go refresh that one.
What sport do you dig, or sports outside of the NBA?
College football, for sure. I'm a big fan of.
Well, you can't go to Notre Dame and not be a college football fan.
And they make it even worse because the seats that the players get from other sports is like end zone first row seats.
Oh.
So it's just like it's insane. It's out of control. So yeah, I'm a big college football fan though.
What's your guilty pleasure, Jack?
Oh man. Oh, my dog. Yeah.
Oh, what kind of dog? See,
well,
now
here
we're now.
I'm just gonna leave.
You can go, Dave.
Yeah,
we've got this from
Katie
here.
And Jack show now. Oh, it's over.
Yeah, it's my little baby girl. I actually she's a French bulldog. Her name's Lola. I actually rescued her when I played in Turkey. Mm-hmm. I needed a dog because I lived in a big house by myself. It was my first year overseas, and they gave me this French bulldog, and I found out the owners abused her.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, yeah, when I'm leaving, I'm taking her with me. And I think they were okay with that. And then
you don't care because you've got her now.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, they ruined it. So I take her with, and now she lives with my mom and dad, who are now affectionately G Mom and Pop Pop. It's fantastic.
Okay, so I played overseas in Turkey as well, and I am a dog person without a doubt. And one of the most difficult parts about playing in Turkey, if you're a dog person, is the number of stray dogs that roam. I was in Istanbul. Yeah. Were you in Istanbul?
I was. I wish. I was in Trabzon.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, sir. But it's difficult though, right? It's difficult.
Yeah.
They have a ton of stray dogs. And actually, Jack, I was in this apartment building that was right next to the Olympic Stadium. And there was this female dog, you know, mutt or whatever, that would come around, and I started feeding her, and I'd feed her out in front of the steps of the building. And it got to the point where she kind of was on my schedule, and she'd know when I was coming and going. And so I started bringing her up and, like, putting her outside my apartment door, and eventually, like, brought her in and bathed her in the shower and was, like, really loving on this dog until one day. Literally, she would not let somebody in the front of the apartment.
Yeah.
Like, she got a little bit aggressive. And I was like, oh, no. Like, I had to stop at that point. I felt so bad.
Oh,
so if I could have rescued her, I would have done the same thing. You are a better man than me.
Oh, it took a lot of arm bending and maybe a little bribing here and there to make that happen. It was an experience. It was a lot of work to make it happen. So, it was just. Took a while.
Yeah.
Did you pick up any guilty pleasures food wise in the overseas, you know, when you went overseas? Is there anything that you got in Turkey or somewhere else that you can't really get here that you loved?
See, I'm glad that you played in Turkey because you can appreciate this. There was sootlach in Turkey, which is this like rice pudding, devil's food, just you can't have one. They're just fantastic. And I just can't. Yeah, it's fantastic.
The pastries and desserts that they have there are on a whole nother level.
A whole nother level. The diet, it's hard to keep a good diet. It's nice.
Stupid question. Hey, that's me. But you know, I read all the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe books, and no, I'm going to tie this in. And one of the things in the first book that they talked about a lot was the dessert. It's a dessert called Turkish Delight.
You know, there's actually seven of those books, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Dropping knowledge on you, Dave.
Hey, anytime I read something that's not a pop up.
That's the second book.
So, anyways, wow, Jack throwing shade right out of the gate there. Well, welcome to Sacramento. So, as I was having my caseworker read me these books, they talked about. Is that like a real Turkey? I mean, they say Turkish delight, but is that actually a thing in Turkey, or is that some Americanized thing?
It's fantastic. It's really good there too, actually.
It's very good.
A lot of people come. It's very good.
Playing overseas, Jack, there's also a number of foods that you try that are you just would not even imagine eating here in the United States. So I've dropped the ball. I don't know all the different places you played overseas, but what is the weirdest thing that you've eaten?
I went to Spain and I ordered calamari, and there was like a grilled or fried option. And I was like, I'll be healthy. Like, I'll get it grilled. And I ordered it grilled, and they literally brought out like a Jules Verne from the book with the squid. They brought out like a full squid.
Yeah.
That they like lightly grilled, I guess.
Lightly.
I guess there was char marks on it. And they literally just put it down and gave me a knife and a fork. And we're like, here you go, man. Here's a grilled squid. And I ate it, and it was not the best. Happens.
You have to try those things, though. When you're overseas, the food is one of the most important parts of the experience.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You got to embrace the culture, because if you don't, then you're just going to be sad, and you can't play well while you're not happy, and you just got to become a part of it, because, I mean, all these countries are wonderful in their own way, so you just got to kind of find that way and take advantage of it.
Is there a player playing in the NBA right now, and you'd never, admit this publicly, but listen, it's just you, me, and pretty much my parents listening right now. If if you match up with them, is there a player that you kind of idolize that's playing right now that you'd be a little extra nervous going against?
No, because he's on my team now, because it's Zeebo.
Yeah.
Because his game is the amount of time. When I met him at Summer League, I was like, oh, my God. Like, what? First off, when I met Vince Carter at Summer League, all the young guys on the team must have been too young, because I was like, God, this is a future Hall of Famer right now.
Right.
We're all meeting. Like, come on, freak out a little bit. Like, but, Zeebo is definitely the one that I look up to, that I can't wait to learn from. I've watched so many hours of him playing on Synergy that it's incredible. So I really look forward to getting to learn from him, and I'm very happy he's on my team. So.
Jack Cooley joining us this morning on The Drive. Having played overseas, I think a lot of people don't realize that whenever you come back to the States for like the holidays or whatever, and your teammates know that you're coming back, there's always a list of requests that they ask for of items that they want, you to bring back when you come back from the States. What is the weirdest thing that anyone has asked you to bring back?
Everybody's been pretty good. Turkey was difficult because, as you know, they have the 100% tax of the import tax.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a lot of people like asking me to bring iPads and phones that they bought and delivered to the States and things like that. So, but there was never anything. Oh, I'm trying to think. No, I've actually one time I had to bring back a box that was given to me, and I was instructed to not look in the box.
Oh.
So other than that, I don't know what was in it. I didn't ask.
What's in the box? What's in the box?
I'm sorry, but doesn't the whole like airline industry frown on that?
I told him, I'm like, all right, man, I'm checking it, and it's whatever it is. Like,
all right. Wow, possible felon Jack Cooley with us as we wrap up. for your Sacramento stays, we can help you out. Restaurants, things to do, places to live, all that. But I will say in Reno, and just under the assumption you're going to spend at least a couple days in Reno, I don't know if you're a lobster guy, but there's a casino that's like 9 minutes outside of Reno called Boomtown, and they have a buffet with all-you-can-eat lobster. So it's all-you-can-eat lobster for like $21. Just helping you out.
What is your favorite kind of food?
My mom's lasagna.
Oh, wow. See?
My favorite type of food, so
hands down. Jack, we are proud of you, and it's awesome. You know, you really did connect with the fan base. That was evident. You know, we're kind of a blue collar town. We appreciate hustle, and you're a dude that's obviously been around and had to work for every single thing that you've gotten. And we wish you a ton of luck. And whether you're with the big club or in the G League, we certainly hope. You'll indulge us and come on and listen to our goofy asses every once in a while.
Yeah, I mean, this was fantastic. Anytime you guys want me on, you got my phone number now. Yeah, just let me know.
Awesome. Thanks, Jack. We appreciate it.
Yep.
Have a good workout.
All right, brother. Take care. That's Jack Cooley. Yeah, we do have his phone number now.
Oh,
that's bad
dangerous.
News for him.
Yeah.
2 a.m. text from me. Hey.
You want to come on the show?
No, it wouldn't be. That's fine. That's business. Hey, remember that time?
Remember that time
you got that rebound?
We should. Oh, my God. Fanboying. We should have him on as a guest host sometime.
If he's in town. If he's in town at some point, it probably gets a little difficult during training camp.
Yeah, I do it. Whatever.
Ah, screw it. If they have 2-a-days, he's got a break in between. Come on in, Jack.
It would be, maybe we can have him on as our KHDK The Drive college football.
Or Notre Dame expert.
Because it's difficult. You're a college football guy, and
yes.
you thirst for it.
I do.
Not a lot of people give a rat's ass about that around
out here.
So maybe you and Jack can change everybody, Dave.
Well,
bring them on board.
Here you go. I think we could have our first annual Sports 1140 KHDK Katie Christensen doggy play date. Maybe we can do that. We have Jack bring his French bulldog.
A little Frenchie.
You bring your Misha, your wiener dog, and Bagel, your psycho dog. And
shut up.
I'll bring my fat dog and my chewiner and invite everybody else.
Can I bring my cat?
Yeah, Matt can bring
people with cats don't count.
Oh.
Yeah, honestly, you can be with, who do we have on that was, I busted out for being Team Cat. Oh, it's Kevin Nagel, the Republican. He's a huge Team Cat guy.
Cool.
You can hang out with a billionaire and we'll hang out, with each other.
Getting all kinds of show promos here. Jack Ryan Cooley, international spy and all around badass, Tuesday, 7 p.m. on CBS. All right, that's fun. He's a good dude, and it's good that he made it. We'll have to get Jakar Sampson on visit with him
nice.
As well. We'll take a break. John Anik of the UFC will join us next, play-by-play voice. You heard him Saturday night if you watched the fight. A lot of fallout from that event Saturday. We'll get into it with John next in The Drive, Sports 1140 KHDK.